This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
My girlfriend broke up with me, so I'm a miserable guy. But I don't want to stay at home and cry. I think I'll go out tonight with my so-called friends. But my so-called friends can't go. And now it's time to get a little drunk. Try to fuck a friend, get turned down by your friend. Do some drugs, then do some harder drugs. Slide into her DMs and drop some hard. And there's this one podcast hosted by two guys that I've never met. They live three time zones away. I think they can really help. She said, are you drunk right now? Well, I said, if I were you, stars now.
That's a good one. I like that song.
Yeah, that was by Joey, whose band is My Mom's Guitar.
Nice.
And the website is mymomsguitar.bandcamp.com.
All right.
He says, thanks for what y'all do.
You're welcome.
And his name, once again, is Joey. Yeah. It was a theme song for our podcast.
I liked it.
And if you use it, he'd love for us to plug his band.
All right.
My Mom's Guitar.
.bandcamp.com.
If you want to go to the website, it's mymomsguitar.bandcamp.com. It's pure acoustic mental illness, which is fun or something.
Yeah.
He says, his name is Joey. And he just says, thanks for what y'all do.
You're welcome.
That address again is My Mom's Guitar, period, Bandcamp, period, Communications. It's blue and it's underlined, so make sure you underline it and
you're
make it blue.
You're getting very, very dumb as we...
Oh, I'm clicking it. I double-clicked it. It said, are you sure you want to open? Because I right-clicked it twice instead of clicking it once. And I'm scared to say the website loaded and there's pictures and text everywhere. I don't know what to make of it.
Are you laughing or crying now?
I think I'm screaming. Woo! This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me, I'm Amir.
And me, Jake.
We're two smart, strong, healthy individuals doing our best to advise people out of sticky situations. Right now, on a personal level, I would say I've devolved into a Bitcoin rabbit hole. I'm spiraling down this cryptocurrency.
You're obsessed.
I'm becoming addicted to the numbers, the graphs. I can't get enough. It itches every part of my brain that I like. It's got numbers. It's got ups and downs. Graphs, stats,
and cash,
and I can actually make and lose money. It's gambling. It's real time, and it's like porn for nerds.
Sort of like magical little thing of, you know, not understanding it, or like,
yeah, like sort of not really knowing what's behind the fact that the last trade price is XYZ.
Yeah,
why one is worth 10,000 and one is worth 100.
And I benefit greatly from this because I don't actually care that much, but your obsession,
yeah,
like you...
If I just give you enough.
Yeah, you give me the information. You helped me sign up for whatever that fucking thing is.
You bought one for like $600 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting pretty. Last trade price, $16,800. And I'm probably legally required to 50% of that, which we'll get to later in the show. Because I suggested it to you. That was my risk.
No, you didn't.
That was my risk for telling you what to do.
Was it your risk for suggesting something?
Yeah, because if it doesn't, I look like a fool. And that's worth a lot more than $16,000.
I did it because of Streeter, ass.
Well, who do you think?
I'll give it all to Streeter.
wait. Here's his
baby Streeter's college fund.
Here's his here's his Coinbase login.
That won't do you jack shit. You need the authenticator.
All right, but we'll keep you guys posted as this podcast devolves into a cryptocurrency advice hour. So if you have any questions about your trading on that end, let us know, because maybe I'll just respond to the emails personally, because it's going to be very boring to anybody not involved.
Maybe.
But for now, we've got some real emails from real people to get to. Problem is, we didn't find any questions.
Oh!
What?
Game Boys learned to anticipate.
I haven't even gotten to what we needed to do.
Game Boy knows.
I was hoping we could play a game.
Oh!
he's here again. Now there's two.
I am the Game Boy.
Holy shit.
Who are you? Oh!
I'm the game girl. Oh! Oh! You have a boyfriend, Game Boy? Or you have a girlfriend, I should say?
Oh, yeah!
And he's hot.
Thanks, babe.
Oh!
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 Silly. So should the Game Boy or the Game Girl guess first?
Game Girl!
Yeah.
I love her.
Ladies first, right, Game Boy?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, you're too kind.
Oh!
Oh! All Search Inc.
I hate the voice.
Oh.
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 Inc. Good request, Game Girl. There's a lot of spam, but let's see if I can find a few questions that are related to Inc. that have not to do with Discount Inc. Mm-hmm. Inc. was the original Bitcoin. You used to be able to buy it for nothing and sell it for a profit.
Is that true?
Oh, just remember when there was like a little Inc. racket going on for a while there.
I don't.
You can refill your own ink. You can get your ink online.
Oh, that kind of, huh?
Yeah, like for your printer.
Got it.
I found one. I found an ink question.
Great.
This one we'll call. He goes to a school in the Pacific Northwest, so we'll call him Adrian Sethel, because he's from Seattle. Uh-huh. And Adrian's just a boss name.
Ain't no name better than Adrian.
Adrian writes, I'm a sophomore at university right now, and I'm a bit of a interesting situation. I'm in the best and only improv troupe on campus with 16 other people, and we're all great friends, and it's definitely the best thing I've ever been involved with in college. A month ago, I hooked up with one of the newbies in the troupe. We both agreed it was fun, and we continued to hook up since then. Now she's talking pretty seriously about starting a relationship, and I think I'd like that, but I'm concerned that we both are going to be in this troupe for another 3 years, and I don't want weird mojo or potential breakup to get between the scenes we do in the troupe. Is it messy if we could potentially, if it's messy enough, it could potentially mean one of us would have to leave the troupe, which would be terrible. Did I make a mistake by, quote, dipping my pen in the company ink?
Nice.
Should I not pursue this relationship with a pretty cool girl because of a breakup could be disastrous for the troupe? Should I stop hooking up with her altogether? Keep it real. Whatever the fuck my fake name is.
It was Adrian
Sethel. Hey, Mr. Sethel, right this way. Table of one, right?
Call me Adrian.
Why?
Because it's the best name there is.
And
gosh damn it.
Would you risk it?
Of course. Of course I would. I've destroyed friendships and improv troupes alike. I've ruined group dynamics aplenty.
And was it worth it?
No, never. But you didn't ask me if it was smart. You asked me, would I do it?
You're right.
And I have done it. And I do it.
Would you learn from your mistake?
I never did before.
It's hard to stop.
Why start now?
Once the train is leaving the station, it's hard to stop it from going. And once you're in too deep, you can't. It's like all's fair in love and war. You start acting irrational.
Yeah, he's also, I mean, you can't really look back at this now and be like, should I get into this relationship? You guys have been hooking up for a while. You're already in the relationship.
Oh!
Weird. You can't just be like...
We're going to answer the question. Sorry. Yeah, I don't want them to get like cocky or confident. They're starting to like chime in.
Yeah.
And the whole
anything
goal,
meaningful.
Right. All we need to do is to answer the question. You just have to say the word when we ask them to.
Right.
Yeah. So don't like...
Oh!
Okay, yeah. That's what I was talking about.
That was
about.
Bad.
Yeah. So you're saying you shouldn't do it, but I would do it.
I have done it. I think it's okay. It sounds like he's being pretty thoughtful about it. You know, you're... Tread lightly. That's what it's all about. You're going to move forward. I don't think you could be like, should I get into a relationship with this girl and risk the troop? Like, you've already done that. You have hooked up with her. You talked to her.
Stopping to hook up is not as big of a deal as stopping to be in a relationship.
But he's like, we agreed it was fun, and then they kept on hooking up. So now they've hooked up a lot, and...
I don't know. I err on the side of not doing it because he's a sophomore.
But it's too late. They've already done it.
Yeah, well, I said, I guess I err on the side of him stopping to do it rather than continue. Because he's a sophomore.
Well,
so he's still young. There's still lots of room to grow. You're still in this thing for 3 more years. If he was a senior, I would think it would be a little more worth it. One, he's no longer in college. Two, he doesn't have as much wild seeds to sow. And three, she's a noob. She's a freshman and he's a sophomore. It just feels very young. So I would say, should I not pursue a relationship? I would say, don't pursue a relationship. Unless you're like, I fucking love this girl. I gotta have her. I might marry her.
I think he likes her. She likes him. They like to fuck. They should do it. And just remember, if it ends, to break up nicely. You guys can go back to being friends. It's possible.
Buddies to friend buddies?
No, fuck buddies to boyfriend, girlfriend, then back to...
Friend buddies. Friends.
I don't think that you guys... I don't know. I don't really think that boyfriends and girlfriends and exes are like... true friends.
Yeah.
But in a big 16-person improv group, I think you probably wouldn't destroy the dynamic too much as long as you guys had a amicable
split.
I think it's safe.
All right. And I think it's risky, which makes sense. Speaking of safe and risky, Bitcoin down 200 since we started this episode.
No way.
I mean, we are plummeting. And as two people who are now shorting Bitcoin, I mean, it's just profits in either direction. I mean, we can't lose. We've gamed the system. All right. Game Boy, do you have another question?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Another name, I should say, not another question.
Oh, another word you mean.
Yeah, another word. That's what I meant.
Where's my girlfriend? Oh.
She's in the bathroom, I think. She left.
I'd love to hear from her. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
I guess she's taking a
tentacle.
That's very rare, it seems. Tentacle. It's a fan script.
Oh. We found gold.
This might be too risky to read. What if it's not funny?
That's possible.
Should we read it even if it's not funny?
I guess so.
I guess if it's truly not funny, I can edit it out.
That's true. No risk at all. So this isn't live.
Okay. But if it's not funny, would I keep this part in? Or would it be like, all right, let's read it. And then it would cut to, all right, it wasn't funny.
Yeah. We'd have to edit the whole thing out because otherwise the guy who wrote or girl who wrote tentacle
right would feel bad.
Would feel too bad.
So I'm gonna send it to you, and if it's funny, we'll keep it in. What you're hearing means it was funny, and
if it wasn't funny,
then you're just gonna search a different word.
Yeah.
So you'll have never said tentacle in this world.
In this other alternate reality.
Do you have your iPhone 10 on you?
Yeah, dude.
And do you have enough space on it to get this phone, to get this email?
Yeah, of course. Because I have the most space and I have the
best
the newest
race.
Phone and the biggest phone.
And the biggest cock. Because it's the biggest phone.
Smallest cock, actually.
Its episode is called Calamari Cumfest. Hence the testicle.
All right.
Interior, day, office. Jake is sitting at his desk trying to work. Amir enters covered in splotches of what looks like black paint. Ooh, I wonder if he says ink in this one too. Amir, how do you jerk off?
Not using crude oil as lubricant, buddy. What is that?
Excuse?
You have to stop saying that.
Ever heard of squidding?
What am I doing with my life?
It's where you head on down to the local fish market and pick yourself a grade A squid or calamari, if you will.
I won't.
Next, you gotta make sure you de-ink the bitch. Really drain that sack.
All the black spots are now making sense.
Then you run
it
your
say ink.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All the black spots are now making sense.
Then you run yourself a nice three-quarter bath. I'm talking salts, candles, a frickin' loofah, plumber's choice.
Plumber's choice? That's not a bath option. Don't say it so confidently, like it's a thing.
I'm wishing, fine, for some fishing line. That's step two. You want to loop one end of the shaft of your penis and the other end to the third tentacle of the sea beast. He's going to take off in a fury of pumps because, you know, natural selection and shit.
Not what that means.
Now he's taking off. Pump, pump, pump. Amir indicates with his hand the movement of a squid. Just as this little fucker finds the drain, you ease your pain by covering the delicious sea snack in your man ink. Give the little slippery Give the little slippery slut a taste of her own medicine.
Wow, pretty expensive way to masturbate, bud.
Yeah, I'm down 20,000.
Jesus, you dropped 20 grand?
No, 20,000 leagues under the sea.
I knew you read my diary, dude. My personal diary, dude, I imagine. Sick. Not cool.
That's funny.
Yeah, not bad. I like this line where he says, cause you know, natural selection and shit. I remember there was one Jake and Amir where you said duality of man. I forget exactly why.
Duality of man and all that.
Yeah, but I like when you like know some sort of cryptic wise truism.
But I don't know when or how to apply it.
Yeah.
All right, that was good.
Good stuff.
We'll keep it in.
All right.
Do you have a... Oh, no, I guess it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Ticklish!
Ticklish, I think she said.
Oh!
just two or three. Two of them are unread. Let's see which one. Oh, this one's pretty good. We'll call this guy Jordy Tough because he's tough.
Like Jordy.
Like a Jordy would be. Here's my problem. I just got back in the dating pool, found a nice girl, and we've gone out a few times. By that, I mean we've boned.
Ho-ho!
This wouldn't be an issue, except I have a ticklish dick. There's that word, ticklish. Even if she touches the head or balls, it tickles so much that I burst into uncontrolled fit of laughter. This makes blowjobs and handjobs a big issue. Help, how do I make my junk stop acting like a Pillsbury doughboy?
That's a pretty great question.
Yeah, ticklish dick. And I think he also has a dicklish tick.
Really?
Yeah.
And an inky tentacle.
I must be. Have you ever experienced a ticklish dick? Are you ticklish at all?
Yeah, I'm very ticklish.
Where are you the most ticklish?
Ooh, my sides, like
your little lower belly.
Yeah, right. Like on the way to my dick, actually.
The weight?
On the way to.
Oh, on the on route.
I've experienced a version of this where, like, if some, like, you know when people go down on you and they sort of like kiss your chest and stomach on the way down.
Oh yeah, and it tickles a lot.
Yeah, if somebody kisses like my to the left or the right of my belly button, I laugh uncontrollably.
That's why if I blew you, I'd go right to the dick, the shaft, the balls, and I'd work it. I work my way up from there. I would. I really would. I wouldn't want to tickle you. What were you saying?
Jesus Christ, man.
What?
I don't tell me about how effectively you would blow
Bitcoin
me.
Back up, baby. That's awesome, man.
So you would end up kissing my stomach.
The small of your little stomach.
The
yeah.
small of my stomach.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't really go right to it. You'd go blow my dick.
I don't know how I would do it.
Yes, you do. You just said how you would do it.
I'm saying I've thought about it, and that's how it plays out. I don't know how it would happen.
It wouldn't happen.
I know.
I don't want you to blow me.
Okay. All right. Enough said. Consider that.
More than enough said. Too much was said just now.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
Way too much. I know some fucking weird shit about you now.
No.
Don't act cool.
You don't.
You forgot that.
You don't know it. Anyway, ticklish dick. Isn't there a desensitizer that people use for sex?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So it's not a ticklish baked dick, but I bet you can search like dick sensitivity because a lot of people, you know, like you can use a condom during sex and that makes it more insensitive. I bet there's like a lubricant.
Yeah, like numbing cream or Icy Hot or something.
Yeah, a numbing agent. There should be that, but for the opposite. So a little cream that makes you ticklish.
Ooh, tickle cream.
Yeah, so I'd put some on your little thighs and I would tickle you.
Don't touch me. You've already talked about how you'd blow me and then how you'd tickle me.
All right. We're good. Relax,
we're
pal.
Not good. I am not relaxed.
I know, but I'm
now
saying...
Now you're eye-fucking me.
Using an iPhone. I've eye-fucked you. So that's a pretty solid little tidbit of advice, I would say.
Yeah, I don't think I can beat it.
Numbing cream, a ticklish dick. Otherwise, you just... I mean, it's not bad if you have a really ticklish dick. So it's like while you're thrusting, while you're fucking,
you're laughing.
So you're like, yeah. That's what I imagine fucking the Joker would be like. So I would have him face down on my bed, right?
Jesus, and why do you know sliding. How fucking everybody would be?
I'm just guessing is all. When I fantasized about blowing you or fucking the Jokester or the Riddler or whatever.
Jokester?
Yeah. This is how I do it. So he'd be giggling the whole time. Or if he, like he said, the Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah, while he's fucking.
It would be fun to fuck the Pillsbury Doughboy, I bet.
Yeah. What do you think, Game Boy? All right, that's good. That's good.
So squishy and cuddly.
Yeah, he's soft.
Mm-hmm, soft everywhere. He's also pretty light.
Yeah, he's a cute mascot, to be sure. You know, for Jake's mom's cookies, maybe your mom should have a little mascot.
Ooh, that's a fun idea.
So it'd be you as a little doughboy. So it'd be your face on a doughboy body because you've had two.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be able to be that because I'm fucking jacked.
Yeah, well,
so good luck making me a fat-ass mascot like the doughboy.
A fat-ass mascot? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't think I would be too doughy of a mascot. I'd actually be pretty fucking ripped. Sorry to have to burst your bubble, dude.
It's fine. I was saying it would be funny.
I'm cut. How do I be a doughboy mascot?
You wouldn't have to actually be fat.
Well, I mean,
the Pillsbury Doughboy is not a real person.
Right. Okay. Just be cool.
Did you know
that?
To
cry.
Did you know that?
Just be cool, man. Because I'm actually crying now.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. Wow.
All right. We're about at the halfway point, so why don't you dry your eyes, and we'll be back with more questions and answers with the Game Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Game Girl.
Oh, yeah. Giggity.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Hello, darkness, my old friends. The HeadGum store.
Come to talk to you again.
The HeadGum store is live, and there might be some deals at it for the holidays. If you got a HeadGum fan, or an If I Were You Show fan in your life, and you need something to give them for Christmas, because...
Or Hanukkah!
We must celebrate the birth of Jesus with consumerism. Consume, consume. Where's my gift, mummy? If you don't give me a gift, mummy, I'm mad at Jesus. Santa spurned me this evening. Wah!
You know, that happens with Hanukkah, too, right?
What? When?
The war on Christmas is on! We're taking it down!
There's some Jorts hats. There's Yes Dudes beanies. There's HeadGum hats, HeadGum shirts. That pillow of us, the Jake and Amir pillow. That's awesome, dude. And then sweatshirts. A whole bunch of stuff.
I'm trying to get my ass in a Jorts hat.
You have you don't know anyone who can hook you up?
I already asked Marty, and he's blackballed me, I think, from the store.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Speaking of holiday deals, my mother is selling her cookies in a sweet little package. Mini cookies.
What do you mean by sweet little package?
It's a sweet, adorable little package. It's the cookies are smaller. They're four tiny packages instead of one big dozen package.
I see. I see. So
are you on the site? JakesMomsCookies.com?
There's a mini cookies gift pack.
A sweet little gift pack.
Oh, I see. They are indeed small.
Yeah, they're mini.
Oh, and they come in a little bag.
Yes.
And then if you eat enough, you can become a plump little munchkin like mini Jake was.
I'm a jacked beast.
Fuck.
Look at this
ab. Oh,
this is one ab.
It's so thick.
It's a giant ab.
It's so dense. It's so dense. What else? Oh, live shows. We're coming to Canada. I should post about that on our website. So if you go to
Tickets are for sale somewhere. Yeah. I don't know how to find them, but they exist.
I tweeted about it, and then ifireyoushow.com, I'll put the link up. So
we're finally coming to Winnipeg.
Hell yeah.
We're finally coming to Calgary.
It's not just about the Jets and the Flames. We're also going to be there in addition to those hockey teams.
This is our triumphant Stan Rogers tour.
And then we are ending that tour in Vancouver, March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Returning to Vancouver for only the second time.
The Vogue Theater, where we've performed before. So get those tickets. The Canada run that we've been talking about for so long is on the books.
The Northwest Passage, folks.
Don't let us down, folks. We had to beg our agent to make these shows happen, and he really took a risk on us.
That is correct.
We'd look like little pieces of shit if it didn't at least come close to selling it.
We're close to being dropped by the touring agency.
We gotta move some units, folks.
Our star has fallen, everyone.
Yes. So let's make sure we lift it up. Lifted high up, right where stars belong in the sky.
The Vogue is lifting me higher.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Wait, did you do ticklish or did I?
You did.
I did ticklish. Okay, so do you got one?
Snowshoe.
What?
Snowshoe.
Snowshoe. Oh!
Snowshoe.
Very specific.
It snowed in New York this past week.
Let's see. Is that one word?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Igloo.
Better. There's one. Oh, wait. No, it's a fake one where she just put a lot of words at the end.
A lot of words? Is it a lot of words or is it every word?
It's like 20 words.
That's good enough. 20 words. You win the game.
All right. I think it It is from Canada, so that's good too. So it's all right. Let's do it. It's a Canadian lady. You got a Canadian lady, Game Boy?
Wayne Gretzky.
And it's a lady.
Yeah,
Vanna. Vanna Gretzky writes, "I'm a gal in her late 20s who has found herself to be single." And I can confidently say that I am on my way to finding happiness again. I was severely hurt by my last long-term boyfriend, but the tricky part is I haven't been single for a while, for what seems like an eternity. And oh my, how the game has seemed to have changed. I'm approaching my 30s, and I was once single many, many moons ago. It seems like the times were a little more innocent. I guess I was also more innocent at the time. So I decided to download Tinder with the encouragement from friends to see what sort of fish were swimming around my neighborhood. But I wasn't finding myself to be totally attracted to any of the fellow single men that were popping up. They were just sort of okay-ish. And I thought, maybe I just wasn't ready to be considered, to be considering other males in my life if I wasn't finding them that attractive. But then, a very attractive friend of mine appeared on the Tinder page. I've secretly had a bit of a crush on him since I first met him a few years ago. So I swiped a yes, curious to see what might play out. As it turns out, he also swiped a yes for me. And oh my, over the past few days, we have been chatting constantly. Consistently. And what started off as a friendly, mostly innocent conversation evolved into multiple very hot and heavy sexting episodes.
Ooh!
So I'm feeling a bit like a noob. It feels like this new development with said friend has fired up to top speed, burning hot, and we are likely to get together for the first time over the weekend. I am looking to have fun, but I am also attracted to this guy in more than just a physical way. He's a great guy all around. So my question for you is, how would you go about this sort of situation? We are friends, but not close friends. We often find each other at the same sort of events throughout the year, and now we both want to get it on, apparently. But do you think there's a possibility it might turn into something else? Or if you start that highly sexual charged with someone, do you think that means that you are likely just going to be fuck buddies? We have a bit of a history as friends, so it's not like I'm hooking up with a stranger. I'm not actively looking for anything right now in terms of a relationship, and I don't have expectations. It is the first time for me to be single in a very, very long time, after all, but I guess I'm a tad giddy and nervous to be back into such a hot game, especially with a guy who is overall very attractive, both physically and intellectually. I guess I'm curious to see if this turns into dating or not, and perhaps only time will tell. What do you think? Any judgments or recommendations are appreciated. Much love from Canada. Love, Wayne Gretzky. For the Game Boy, feta, gasoline hammock, cucumber, icing, alligator igloo, tornado, and Monopoly.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Were you trying not to read that because it was insanely long?
Yeah, it was a little long. And I skipped the first two paragraphs.
And you were like, this is just about a guy, if he's going to like her or not.
This is like, basically, if she fucks him on the first date, will it become a fuck buddy situation? Or can you still make a relationship out of a one-night stand?
I thought even, like, going into something with it so charged is an interesting question. Like, a first date with somebody that you've already sexted with.
Yeah, I bet it goes back to, it starts a little uncomfortable as you guys are both thinking about the sexting, and then it eventually, after a few drinks, resumes where it left off, which was that sexually charged area.
Yeah.
Is how I see it playing out.
She answered her own question in the end, where she said, I suppose time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. But do you think he's more likely to be a fuck buddy if they fuck, or you either want it or you don't, and you get there eventually, whether you're fucking on the first date or not?
I really don't. Yeah, I think that it's so person specific. I don't think there's ever been a person that, like, ruined their chances with me by doing something.
Right.
It was like,
You were going to do what you were going to do, whether you're having sex on the first, second, third, fifth, 10th date. You didn't start a relationship with someone who held out sex, and you did not become a relationship with someone who had sex with you right away.
Yeah, exactly. There was the timing of having sex, whether it was first or if I waited a while, it was always like that didn't affect me that I realized.
Right. So the answer is do whatever you want.
Do you?
But it won't necessarily make someone a fuck buddy. But if you really, she doesn't even sound like she doesn't want a fuck buddy. So I guess if you're not
worried, she
does want
to fuck him, but she also likes him beyond that.
Yeah.
So she's saying like, if I do fuck him, or since we already had sex,
right?
It does this like put our relationship on the track of just being like purely sexual and not anything else?
Right.
I don't think so, because you can have sex with somebody. You can't have sex with someone constantly. Eventually, you'll have to talk to each other.
Have you ever had a relationship start as a one-night stand? Start with a one-night stand.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And so have I. So well, that's possible. And then you've also had stuff that didn't last, that didn't become a relationship, that didn't start with a one-night stand at all. So it can go either way. It seems to us that way.
Yes.
I wonder what happened. This was written a month ago. I wonder if we can get an update.
Wow.
A little follow-up pup action.
Please.
All right, let me search a word. I will search G-R-E-E. Green Bay Packers.
Interesting. One?
One question.
Oh!
The Game Boy and Game Girl are doing great today.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! We'll call this guy Brett Favre. Right. So basically, I have this girlfriend, and for Valentine's Day this year, she gave me a bracelet. Sounds nice, right?
No.
Sounds nice, right? Wrong. I have this Green Bay Packers rubber bracelet that I wear every day, so I guess my girlfriend thought it was a bright idea to give me a fucking pink and red rubber bracelet with hearts that says and equals love.
We probably shouldn't say their names.
Right? That's fine. Oh, shit. Please use fake names for that.
Okay.
All right. And it says Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre equals love. What is that supposed to mean? I know I sound like an ass in this regard. It's not like the girl's going to read this question and be like, were you talking about me? No, it's a different person with a Green Bay Packers bracelet, I swear.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean? I know I sound like an ass in this regard, but please realize how shitty of a gift it is.
Jesus.
To make matters worse, he's been asking me to wear it as of late. She does shit like this all the time. For Christmas, she made me a green scarf and threatened to stop talking to me if I didn't wear it to school. What should I do? Do I wear the bracelet and get made fun of, or do I stand up for myself and break up with her? It'll be... All right, thanks. Love, Aaron Rodgers.
Brett Favre.
Fuck. All right, right. Brett Favre. What would you do?
I think I've been in a situation like this, and I wore whatever bad thing it was
for a while
that I had. Yeah.
So you felt too bad to be like stand up for yourself and say I don't feel comfortable wearing this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I think I have like a higher threshold for like I never felt like. I hate this. I don't want to wear it, but I'll do it. It was like, oh, geez, this thing. But yeah. It wasn't like
it was more than a shirt.
Yeah.
It was a daily thing.
Right. It was like, I was during like the, when I was like 21 or 22, wearing a ring on my middle finger.
Yeah, I would say that's bad.
That was bad. But I wasn't like every single day I hated it. It was just like.
Why did you have to wear it?
Because me and my girlfriend at the time, she had a ring that was on. We were in a long distance relationship.
Yeah, and it's like
you do things to like make yourself feel confident. Like wherever she is, she's wearing a ring too,
or not. What do I know?
Right. Well, I never took mine off, but I wanted to. That was after we broke up. That was a nice thing that I got to take the ring off.
Did you throw it away?
I probably still. Bet I still have it.
Wow. That would be cool if you make it like your wedding band.
That would be awesome.
You reappropriate it. So you can remember your current wife and then also your previous lover
in the same magical ring.
These are my vows.
And so you put
this on
too.
So I take
too.
You and you and you and you of my past.
Yes, all of my ex-girlfriends are here. One's doing catering. I think I would have to say, if somebody gave this to me, that I don't feel comfortable wearing it. And hopefully they understand.
Yeah, I think you could. But it sounds like you guys should break up for other reasons.
Why?
Because
she doesn't get you.
Well, he said.
A good gift.
He said that he wants to break up with her. He said as much.
Right.
Should I stand up for myself and break up with her? This is a really shitty gift. It sounds like you have a pretty bad attitude, is the thing.
He's a nasty little attitude boy.
Such a nasty man.
Such a nasty woo man. But you have and did do this before.
I think that if you don't want to wear the bracelet, that's completely fair. And I think you just say, I like my Green Bay Packers bracelet, but I don't really want to wear this one. I appreciate the thought. It's the thought that counts. I'm going to hang it up in my room, or I'm going to put it somewhere where I can see it every day and think about you.
He does wear a Green Bay one, so it's not completely out of the question. He's not going from zero bracelets to one.
Yeah.
He's going from one to two.
It wouldn't be the worst thing if you just didn't wear any bracelets.
Yeah.
That'd be an easy excuse.
Yeah, you could be a Packers fan without the bracelet.
Yeah, or you just say, I wear the Green Bay Packers bracelet on my wrist, and then I wear your bracelet as an anklet on my ankle.
Or around my thin, thin neck as a small necklace. Little rubber choker.
I think you should have a canklet.
A what?
It's an anklet around your cankle.
Yeah. So, and then your cankle is so fat, pink, and dry
from the very, very tight bracelet that you're wearing around your cankle.
You think bracelet comes from the word embrace? Because it like embraces your wrist.
Maybe so.
And do you think it's a wrist
comes from the word ankle?
Of course.
And bracelet.
Of course, it comes from that. Obviously, it came from that.
It's interesting because you would think
which
that
came
necklace,
first.
Necklace had to be first.
Then a neck lace. That one makes sense.
Oh, because it's a little lace.
Yeah, around your neck.
And then canklet makes a lot of sense because it's
no one says canklet. That's a triple portmanteau. You're combining calf, ankle, and bracelet. Canklet.
A canklet is a cank. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's a bracelet for your cankle.
Yeah.
Which obviously derives from bracelet, which is...
Can we add one more to kinklet? Like another portmanteau to add onto it? So it's calf, ankle, bracelet, and then one more thing? Something that starts with the word, the L-E-T.
Lettuce?
Yeah, a kink lettuce. So it's a cankle.
It's a canklet made of lettuce.
No, it's an anklet made out of a lettuce on a cankle.
Yeah.
That's a kink lettuce. And I'm glad we got there because that's my last word that I'm going to search.
And that's the good, yeah.
Oh, there's 80 emails about kink lettuce.
It's a good title for this episode.
Kink lettuce? I don't want to bury the lead.
Canklet. We can call it just canklet.
That's good. Do you have a last thing to search?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Does Game Boy have one?
Oh! Paint thinner!
You really swing for the fences with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't even...
Another for the Game Boy!
Really?
Yeah.
People know the Game Boy.
Yeah. And then one question we might have answered already. We did good this round. All right, go. Guy's name.
Adrian.
Sethel. Dude wrote two questions.
Believe it and not.
Need your advice on a recent social gaffe. I recently quit drinking because of an embarrassing incident in a writing class I'm taking.
Oh,
I went into class a tad lit, and about 3 hours in, I passed out in my seat. He was more than a tad lit.
Jesus Christ.
Passed out after 3 hours of sitting.
I've never gone to class drunk.
Loser. Loser. I took the SATs drunk, high, deaf, and dumb, and I got a 4.
As a 26-year-old, too.
I didn't even sign up for the bitch. He says, embarrassing enough, right? Wrong. People loved saying that. I'm an incessant sleepwalker, and I proceeded to sleepwalk in my class while spouting gibberish in, as my professor put it, a set-up punchline cadence. I remember none of this, and I woke up after class had ended. My question is, how should I address this in the next class? Should I be a coy little muffin boy and act like nothing happened? Or should I seize the cheese and just own it like crazy shit, huh? Should I even attend? Thanks in advance. For the Game Boy, ventriloquism, Alzheimer's, pomegranate, malarkey, fuchsia, paint thinner.
Wow. Very cool. Malarkey.
Yeah. I don't think you can just say crazy shit, huh?
Yeah,
after you got wasted in class, sleptwalked, babbled, and passed out. That's more than crazy shit, huh?
That's public apology territory.
Yeah. Crazy shit, huh, is like your cell phone went off 3 times in a row in class. This level is like, I have to talk to the professor,
yeah,
make a formal apology before class even
apology
starts.
Apology to the professor, which I bet he already did.
Yeah.
And then coy muffin boy during the class. Because you don't really, I mean, you do owe them an apology, I guess, but like nobody is really expecting it.
Yeah, because I'm sure you don't have to, I mean, you have to apologize to the professor because you disrupted the class. The kids probably just got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
It's not like a kid's like, you know, you're really disrupting.
You ruined my education last class.
Quiet, Lance. You quiet. So you're saying apology to class / professor, or at least that's what I'm saying. And then maybe he'll make you do it in front of the class as a public shaming of sorts.
I would probably refuse to do it in front of the class.
You would say, that's enough, actually. I've already apologized to you, professor. Why are you making me do this?
Yeah, this isn't your place.
Suddenly, you're condescending him. You're teaching him a lesson. He apologizes, and you go, in class. And he has to be standing in front of the class and be like, I made Adrian apologize in class, and that was not cool of me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, a little twisted around. And then once the score is settled, congratulations, you can start drinking again.
Bottoms it's no up, longer, brother.
It's no longer a problem. You've cured it.
Yeah, do your best to not get drunk during class, kids.
That's a key. That's a key. That's a key lesson. All right. That's it. The episode ends. Solid Game Boy app.
Huh?
Opening theme song is written by My Mom's Guitar. Closing one is If I Were You. Sorry, it's called If I Were You, and it's by Cullen. So thanks, Cullen. And thanks, My Mom's Guitar, Joey, for writing the opening theme song. If you got your own questions, email us, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Once again, the HeadGum store, still open for beeswax. That's store.headgum.com. We've got a whole bunch of new stuff and some good deals for y'all. So if you need some last-minute holiday gifts, check out our store. Ta-da. Good fight. Good night. And happy investing. Do so wisely, people.
If I were you, I'd ask a couple questions to Jake and Amir, comedic mentors through the years, and Ellen Boy, some good advice for Jews and Goys, please step into, if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.